Sheffield. I think it's fair to say, Terry, we didn't get off to the best of starts in the first two periods.
I think you're right, Carol. We didn't seem ready for the game. We didn't seem ready to start the game, and we got goals scored on us. And in the second period, you know, we've got a big penalty our way, and then obviously we didn't start well again. At 5 men, we were 5-3 at one stage, and really it was just like we were going to have a rest, we weren't really going to attack them, and that's not good enough in this league.
I've spoken to Gary in recent weeks about cutting out those little mistakes, and yet again tonight it is those little individual errors that seem to be costing us.
It is, Carol, to be fair, and you know, Gary's right. You know, against these top teams, you can't make mistakes because you get goals scored on you. And again tonight, you know, Michael Bowman goes through it in training, Gary goes through it, we go through it on the board, and unfortunately you can't go out there and do it for them. You know, the guys make these mistakes week in and week out, and if they can't learn by these mistakes, we can't, obviously, they're not going to get the ice time that's come, you know, they've had in the past years.
Obviously, we've had an incident towards the end of the first period tonight. Young Darren there is taken a really nasty hit. He's off to hospital for a precautionary X-ray. Did that take the stuffing out of us a little bit?
I think really, he did a little, but not a great deal. We've got some characters in the team now who can handle all that stuff. But I think it was just the lateness of the hit, you know, and the high stick rail it was. You know, it was a bit nasty to say the least. A referee can only give a penalty, which he gave. You know, give us a 5-minute penalty there, which we didn't really do well. And we're concerned about Darren. That's our first thoughts. We're with him, and we want him to be well and good after that nasty clash.
Well, we're on a 5-game losing streak now. We've got Blackburn in the cup tomorrow. What do we need to do to put this right and get a win on the board?
We just need to regroup, and we need to get going tomorrow. I've had a word with the lads in there, told them to get their heads up, bring their A game tomorrow, which we need to do. We need to step up in every department, from goal right away up to the front. We need to really step up and take this game by the scruff of the neck tomorrow.
I think that the positive that we can take tonight, this is Jack Emerson's second man of the match performance in a row. He's playing really well at the minute.
Yeah, Jack deserved everything tonight. He's probably our best player, so it was great to see him get man of the match for that. Jack is an up-and-come. He's been there and thereabouts the last couple of years on the fringes of making the team. And this year it looks like he's ready for it. And he's taken that step and he's taken his chances. You know, he's a great player. And just hope Jack keeps continuing. I hope he keeps going well for him.
Coach Gary Dowd after a 5-3 loss to the Hawks, and we're not learning lessons, are we, Gary?
No, simply unacceptable. You know, the same last night, we came out 3-0 down before we could even blink, and again tonight 2-0 before we even started playing. It's not acceptable. We keep going over and over the mistakes that we're doing on practice, and people aren't learning by the mistakes. We need to make drastic measures now.
It does seem to be that we're having sort of similar conversations every week, where we're making these silly mistakes and the teams now, they're just too good to not capitalise on them.
Yeah, I mean, at the beginning of the season, you expect these mistakes, what I'd call teething problems, and you'd work on it and put them right, but we seem to be working on them and they're not coming right. You know, we keep making the same mistakes over and over again, so...
It's quite difficult when we're in this position. We're on a 6-game losing streak now. We've got Telford coming up at the weekend, and really we cannot afford to keep doing what we're doing. So what is it that we have to change?
I'm not sure, to be honest with you. I mean, we need to buy into the systems that we do. It's no good just one or two buying into the system and other people saying it's not going to work. For the systems that we play to work, all five players on the ice need to buy into that system, and it's about time we did.
Well, we've come out tonight, and to be fair, we have come back at the Hawks in the last two periods. We've made a real fight of it. But at the end of the day, it's those little mistakes that have cost us again.
Yeah, the little mistakes. Not starting the game like we should be, with a bit of jumping out of the step. You know, 2-0 down. You can't afford to be 2-0 down to any team in this league. You won't claw that back. Second period we come out, we played a lot better. We started playing to the systems that we've been practising. And third period we did, but... Again, you can't go 2-0 behind and expect anything out of a game in this league.
We seem to be having a bit of an odd time with our special play units, in that the power play isn't working at all, and our penalty kills are really, really good.
Yeah, I mean, we very rarely concede on the penalty kill. And power play, I don't know, we practice it anyway, it's just not clicking at the moment. We will be changing a few bits up, and hopefully we'll just get something that works for us.
Well, we're coming up against the Tigers again on Saturday. We played them in pre-season, and things didn't work out too well. We were working out systems at the time, to be fair, but we really do have to notch up quite a few gears to match them.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I've just brought the lads on there and said make sure everyone's here on Tuesday. We do need to do everything, go through everything from start to finish on Tuesday as well as Thursday, and be ready for the Tigers on Saturday night.
Well, we'll all hope for better next weekend. We all know that things need to change, and hopefully they will. Thank you very much.
Cheers.